Rejoice, thou who dost wash away Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto the age of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto the age of ages.
Amen. Thou put all times and in every hour, heaven and earth, and worship and glorify Christ now, who art long suffering and plenteous in mercy, most compassionate, who loves righteousness and mercy and sin, who calls all to salvation through the promise of good things to come. Receive, O Lord, a prayer to the sovereign guide of life for the commandments. Sanctify our souls, make chaste bodies, correct our thoughts, purify our intentions, and deliver us from every sorrow, evil, and pain. Come to bow with that holy angel, that guarded and guided by the right, we may attain the unity of faith and the knowledge of thine unapproachable glory. For blessed art thou in the age of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the age of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, be out the curb more glorious than the seraphim, who without corruption giveth birth to God the Word, the very head of whose deed we magnify. In the name of the Lord, Father, God.
May Christ, our true God, through his sons and most good mother, the Holy Glorious all praise apostles, and of St. John the Russian, who protect this holy temple, the saints that have been set off, the wonder work of the protective mass of brotherhood, and of all the saints, and the mercy of God's sins, his gracious love of mankind.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Help, save, help, and protect us all, that virgin, that had no goats. O undefiled, untainted, uncorrupted, most pure, chaste virgin, thou bride of God and sovereign lady, who didst unite the word of God to mankind through thy most glorious birth giving, and hast linked the apostate nature of our race with the heavenly, who art the only hope for the hopeless and the helper of the struggling, the ever ready protection of them that hasten unto thee, and the refuge of all Christians. Do not shrink with loathing from me, a sinner, defiled, who with polluted thoughts, words, and deeds have made myself utterly unprofitable, and through slothfulness of mine have become a slave to the pleasures of life. But as the Mother of God, who loveth mankind, show thy love for mankind, and mercifully have compassion upon me, a sinner and prodigal. Accept my supplication, which is offered to thee out of my defiled mind, in making use thy motherly boldness, and treat thy Son and our God, our Master and Lord, that he may be pleased to open for me the bowels of his loving kindness and graciousness to mankind. And disregarding my numberless offenses, will turn me back to repentance, and show me to be a tried work for his precepts, and be thou ever present unto me as merciful, compassionate, and well-disposed. In the present life, be thou a perfect intercessor and helper, repelling the assaults of adversaries, and guiding me to salvation in the time of my departure, taking care of my miserable soul, and driving far away from it the dark countenances of evil demons. Lastly, at the dreadful day of judgment, delivering me from torment eternal, and showing me to be an heir of the ineffable glory of thy Son and our God, all of which I may attain, O my sovereign lady, most holy Theotokos, in virtue of thine intercession and protection, through the grace and love to mankind, thine only begotten Son, O Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom is due all glory, honor, and worship, together with his unoriginated Father and his most holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and after the age of ages. Amen. And grant unto us, O Master, in the coming sleep, rest for body and soul, and preserve us from the gloomy slumber of sin, and from every dark and nocturnal sensuality, Subdue the impulses of passions, extinguish the fiery darts of the evil one that are cunningly hurled against us. Assuage the rebellions of our flesh and every earthly and fleshly subtlety of ours, lulled to sleep. And grant unto us, O Lord God, a watchful heart, chaste thought, a sober heart, a sweet, gentle, and free from every satanic illusion. Raise us up at the time of prayer, firmly grounded in thy judgments. All the night long, grant us a dark solitude, that we may hymn and bless and glorify the most honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the age of ages. Amen. Most glorious ever Virgin and Mother of Christ God, present our prayer to thy Son and our God, that through thee he may save our souls. My hope is the Father, my refuge is the Son, and my protection is the Holy Spirit. O Holy Trinity, glory be to thee.
Glory to thee, O Christ, the God of glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the age of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Father, bless us.
May Christ, our true God, who says the most beloved Holy God, bearing fathers and of all the saints, have mercy on us, Jesus Christ, love mankind.
Amen.
Bless Holy Father and brethren, and forgive me, a sinner, all wherein I have sinned this day, in word, deed, thought, and by all my senses.
May God give and have mercy on thee, Holy Father. Bless me, Holy Father, and forgive all wherein I have sinned this day, in deed, word, and thought, and by all my senses, and pray for me, a sinner.
Through his grace, may God forgive and have mercy on us all. Let us pray for our great Lord and Father, Kirill, the most holy patriarch of Moscow, all Russia, and for our Lord, the very most reverend Arian, the Father, East America, New York, First Hierarch, Russian Church of Aurora, and for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
Through the God, preserve Russian land, its Orthodox people, and the Aspen, their salvation. For this land, its authorities, our forces, the faithful dwell herein.
Lord, have mercy.
For them that hate us and that love us.
Lord, have mercy.
For them that are kind to us and them that serve us.
Lord, have mercy.
For them that have asked us unworthy ones to pray for them.
Lord, have mercy.
For the deliverance of the imprisoned.
Lord, have mercy.
For our fathers and brethren have passed on before us. Those sailing upon the sea,
Lord, have mercy.
For those bedridden in infirmity,
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth,
Lord, have mercy.
And for every Orthodox Christian soul,
Lord, have mercy.
Let us bless pious kings,
Lord, have mercy.
Orthodox hierarchs and families, holy habitation,
Lord, have mercy.
Our parents and all that pass on before. Our fathers, brethren of the Orthodox, and every way of pious to us.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us also say for ourselves.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Through the prayers of our holy fathers, the Lord Jesus Christ, God, have mercy on us.
Amen.